gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Ryan McKay and T. David.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top. We're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. T, before we jump into anything else this morning, I know we usually say this for, you know, mid or late in the show, but we're going to do ranting and chanting first thing.
Go ahead.
If you don't mind. Because Saturday, the ignorance that I endured, it almost made me want to go home, get up underneath the covers, and never come back out into society ever again. Okay.
I told you that's why I disassociated from him. But go ahead.
And, oh, this is not gonna make you come back anytime soon. When I tell you what I have to tell you. So now, church, I understand. I have ranted and chanted on fast food restaurants before.
Mm-hmm.
So this is gonna fall right in line. But I was on my way Saturday to my sister and brother-in-law's house. And on my way, you know, being the spoiling uncle that I am, I stop at Dairy Queen because I said I'm going to get my nephew some french fries.
Okay.
So, I stopped.
I was hoping the ice cream, but go ahead.
But he's lactose intolerant, so.
Oh, no. That's so bad. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Not to the fullest extent, but he has some issues with that. So, yeah. No ice cream. French fries. So, I pull in, like, you know, I've known to do. I get to the little intercom box, and they come over the intercom. I tell them my order. They repeat back to me. You know, I know I ordered the fries and I think a large sweet tea, and I think I got myself a hot dog. So it was $6.82 is what they told me.
No, that can't count. The change.
Oh, no, the total was fine. I get to the window, and the girl repeats again, $6.82. So I gave her, how I had it, my wallet was a 20 at the time, so I gave her a 20 and 82 cents. The puzzling look should have kept me off. She looked at me and said, "Sir, it's only $6.82. Oh, let me rewind. So when I gave it to her,
that can't count. You know, you gave her that change and messed them up.
Church, again, if you don't know me, you won't understand what I'm about to say. T will, and people who are listening to this will. I'm built differently, you know, because of scoliosis and other issues that I've had in my life. So I have come to understand the whole, if you don't know me, your first time seeing me, it's a little bit of a, there's something different there. But, you know, that look I get, I've come to understand, come to, you know, deal with that, it's just fine. So that's the look. First of all, I get that look when she first comes to the window and looks down at me. So after about a puzzling 30 seconds, like she was doing a trance, she said, "It's $6.82. And so I hand her my $20.82. She says, "Sir, it's only $6.82. And the look on her face is like, I was wrong. So,
I said, yeah, 682. I want $14 back.
I looked at her and I said, yeah, I know. So she closed the window. A couple minutes later, window opens back up. Now it's her and it's a gentleman. And he says, sir, your order was only $6.82. And I looked at him and I went, yeah, did that Mac, you got enough change? What's the issue? Because I said, maybe I just miscounted, you know, in my
head. Mike, give him 6.31. What?
Right.
Oh, my God. This is happening.
I said, you did not give enough. What's the problem? And then he said, well, you gave us $20.82. And I went, yeah. I said, sir, are you the manager? He said, yes, I am. I'm a manager on site right now. And I went, oh.
We got to get another manager in the building.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I gave you $20.82 because the order is $6.82. So you subtract the $20.82 from the $6.82, you're getting the $14 back. And I said it just like that. And they gave me my $14, but I'm still not sure they understood.
They don't understand.
I really don't.
The machine would have did it. Just put the money in there. The machine would have told you that the change is $14, people.
That was my next question. Do you have a calculator? Because if you're not going to use the register, do you have a calculator?
Right. Pull your phone out and pull the calculator app up something. Oh, I'm so sad. Is that the finish of your rent? Because my rent going to go on with the school system failing these children. They're not only failing them. Apparently, they ain't teaching them no math skills. And now they shooting again.
Yes, that was the end of it. It was more dramatic in my mind. But
no,
I think...
It make you mad, Brian. You give them... See, if you haven't gave them 2 pennies. If you haven't gave them $20 and 2 pennies, that really would have set them off.
Yeah,
because they wouldn't have known what to do with that.
They wouldn't have had a clue.
They wouldn't have known what to do with that. Like... I've given people, you know, you give them something so that you don't get pennies and stuff back. You went with the 50 cent or whatever, and they just look like, just put it in the machine. It'll tell you what to get back.
And this had little to do with, you know, the rent. Before we get started, let the comment, you commenters, you people that just pick on every little thing that you hear. Yes, I said the name of the restaurant. No, I did not tell you what city it was located in. So calm down. I did not just put nobody on blast. Move on. Next.
Well, they need to be put on blast if you can't do simple math.
I could have very easily done it. And if you know me, you know my family, you know where my family lives, you know what city I'm speaking of. But that's okay. That's for you to know.
Anyway. Don't make no sense. And then gonna got the nerve to go get the manager. Whatever change they gave you, just put it in the machine. You gave more than enough, so even if the machine told you to get them back, whatever, and some change, you have enough money to pay this bill.
See, this is the part that I can't get past. They both, I really truly believe, they think I'm stupid. They think that I'm the one who is ill-informed and ill-equipped. And
he gave us way too much money. Yeah, he had a 20 and some change. He didn't want a bunch of pennies.
I'm trying to make it easy on you. So you would have to go and get the change.
Give me a straight 10 and 4-1. I'm going about my business. I'm so sad. The school system is sitting and letting these children down, and they ain't safe and they ain't learning nothing.
It'll never happen, but I will say it to the day I die. You should have to have at least a high school education to work at a fast food restaurant. It'll never happen that way.
The high school education is not going to help because I'm sure you have to, and I'm sure both of them have one. The system has let them down. Even if they got a GED, they have to do some kind of math. The GED, I'm saying that they went to high school, though. I'm going to go with the system letting them down. We talked about a couple of years ago how we got these functional illiterate people in the world, which in this day and age should not even be a thing, but apparently it still is. Like, literacy, like you, that shouldn't even be a question anymore. Right. Unless you just didn't go to school and you dropped out for whatever reason. Like that. that shouldn't even be a part of the equation.
I think, you know, now that they have the mandatory testing to graduate high school, that state testing that they call mandatory, it wasn't mandatory when I was in school. They were preparing for it to be mandatory, but it wasn't mandatory to graduate. Now it's completely mandatory. I think that, in their minds, is helping. But this generation, it's...
But they teach you how to take those tests and to do some deductive reasoning, like, oh, you read it? Now, some of them will say something like, first you look at the answers. Then you read it. Then you say, well, what it can't be.
Right.
But they're not teaching you to read with comprehension and do, you know, analytical thinking. So, and that just comes from practice, solving word problems, which I always hated word problems. But it helped on some level. But I'm back to just basic math. Johnny has $20.32. Johnny goes to the store and buys some nylators, some Big Chew, a pickle, and they come to $2.32. Johnny gives the cashier $20.32. How much change do he get back? These people will be like, I don't know, why did Johnny give him that $20 bill and the 32 cents? Okay, I'm so sad for these children.
I just hope that at some point, because I know that they told this story to somebody, I hope at some point that it didn't, the ignorance just did not continue. That somebody stopped them and said, wait a minute, say that one more time. Okay, see, when he was trying to give you the 20.82, then you were supposed to give him $14, but he was giving you correct change. That's what that is called.
Yeah, so sad. So,
my body just convulsing all over again. So, look, it's all playing back in my mind.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, go ahead.
So, God, now we're not teaching them how to add, and then they're not safe. Because I was shocked, but I was just like, this is ridiculous. Mm. Down there in Texas. I was just like, this is ridiculous. Like, at some point, are we not going to at the least get... Because, you know, in Chicago and some New York schools, you got to walk through the metal detector. Because it ain't outsiders. It's people that, like, it's the students.
Uh-huh.
So they belong there. So you can't have all kinds of protocols for who can come in and all. But when I go to school here, it don't matter. So, good luck at this point, if I had kids, I would probably be trying to homeschool if it was at all possible. And not just for safety purposes, but for what you just said, because they ain't teaching these kids a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I just, at some point I understand that, you know, most people try to vote it down because of the hassle it would become. But I just feel like every school needs metal detectors. Every school needs an officer. You know, every entrance. If you have multiple entrances to a school, then somewhere along the line you have money to build a school that big. So you should have money for some sort of resource officer at every entrance. You know.
So my concern with the resource officer piece is.
I say resource officer just because he.
Well, it's gonna be a police officer,
right?
Yeah, that's gotta happen, but. I would rather be like just a security person and not somebody that's a police officer. Because when you start putting the police in school, and people are going to be like, T always talking about stuff that happened to black people. But in general, like when the police are involved, if you get into a fight now, this is my understanding, and I know people that still got kids in school. Like a regular fight in my day, you go to the office, you get suspended, you go home. Now, a fight, if any blood show up on the other person, whether that's just a little cut on their lip or scratch on their face, they be trying to arrest you and take you down to juvenile. That's not necessary. And so now you wind up with a record and you in the 10th grade and they did nothing but have a little scuffle with whoever. So that's my concern with the resource piece, especially if it's going to be a police officer. If it's just a security guard, like somebody do have to be able to read the thing and wind you down. But anyway, something gotta happen, or not, because the people that the powers to be don't care, and they continue to take funding from schools, and so if they do take the money, they'll be like, oh, well, we won't have any more sports. You know, if you got a football team, basketball team, y'all can have, but the rest of these sports will go away. Like, that's where the money come from, because they already done took from band and extracurricular activities. That's the only thing they got left to take money from. My second thing is, now, the Warriors blew out Houston. But for the person, and they, you may not even still be watching the show, but that was upset about me saying Klay Thompson is fool's gold, I'm just saying, I'm not saying he can't play. He's a solid defender, probably be first team NBA. He is not going to be, he cannot be your star. Like, you can't bring him in as being your number one guy and think it's going to be successful. The only reason, he works in his system. He works in his system because the spacing, all he got to do is catch and shoot. If it's a lane, he can catch and go. He's not that guy that's like, I'm about to take over this game. Like, that ain't him. He's a great role player. And that's okay. Because he's still making millions of dollars. But I still think he fools gold. And I don't know what's going on with Harden. I don't really care that much either, but he apparently ain't playing well.
He played well the other night when they won. But, I mean, that was more a product of everyone else around him playing a lot better. I don't know what it's just like a playoff bug that gets him.
Well, now he with Chris Paul, both of them can't have it. Both of y'all can't have the bug. When are y'all gonna have to get rid of it?
And you know, as much as they thought they had a chance, somebody has awoken Steph Curry. Now he said some things that was not safe for work after one of his little outbursts.
No, what did he say?
Oh, he got real fired up at one point, and yeah, that this was his
bad word, champ.
Yeah, that's his house, basically. A few with an expletive in the middle. And his he told the press at the end of the game, his mother told him he needed to wash out his mouth, and you know, so.
Well, good. Maybe listen to mama. Yeah, and I ain't saying that because Klay had just our team, but I mean, he could have stepped up in that game that Curry didn't play well in. He played all right in one of them. He had 27, but then he disappears, and he'll show up for another few games, and then he'll disappear again. It could all look fresh, like he had good, healthy legs. We're just transitioning to the game. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. But no, if you were to put Klay Thompson on like the Atlanta Hawks, he would not be the Steph Curry of the Atlanta Hawks. He's not that player. He'll come in and he'll be a great defensive player, and you know, he'll knock down some shots here and there. But he's not gonna give you, you know, 30 a night. He's not ever gonna be that type.
And he would work in like a bunch of systems with Boston, the way he run his stuff. Philly run like a free flowing. He wouldn't have to do nothing but catch and shoot and be doing their stuff. But anyway, that was a blowout. I wasn't surprised about the other blowout either, because teams typically play well when they get back at home. And the old saying used to be, it's not a series until you lose. Somebody lose at home. So apparently this Cleveland series haven't started yet.
It's just aggravating because you want to watch you want to watch a good basketball game, and there hasn't really truly been one.
Well, I'm gonna say I enjoyed watching Cleveland get beat up, but go ahead.
Oh no, I didn't say that.
I ain't even no Boston fan, and you know how I feel about Boston. Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed them getting beat up, and I won't be surprised. Like I said, they'll win. I think Boston will win game 5, whatever it is, 4, game 4. they'll probably struggle and go back home and lose something. And you'll be like, what happened? But then I don't look forward to them talking about where's LeBron going, though. So it's just a catch 22.
Oh, that just jumped right in on it early. You didn't work. If Boston beats them, the finals will be an afterthought. Because everybody at ESPN, all of them, they'll all be covering the LeBron watch.
Yeah, and then it'll just be like, dang, I'm still going to hear about Cleveland. And is he going back to Cleveland? Or if he's going to Philly now? Because the Lakers, not that I want him, but they have been seeing the push out equation. Now all the big talk is that about him going to Philly, staying in the East.
Well, the Lakers, and if are you writing and changing?
Oh yeah, we had transition. I thought we were talking about NBA.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that you didn't have another.
No, I don't have no more rant and
chat. Since you brought up your Lakers, the draft lottery, they lost their little spot because obviously it was top three protected. And since they would have gotten the 10th pick, it went to Philadelphia,
right?
Who has 6 total picks in the draft. And while I'm on Philadelphia, just because you was talking about Boston a minute ago, everybody talks about how young and you know Philadelphia's core is. Boston's core, as currently constructed, as the ones who are playing for them right now and doing well in the Eastern Conference Finals, they're younger than Philadelphia.
And, I mean, Kyrie and old boy ain't that old.
Right, they not. So, yeah, everybody wants to talk about Philly. They would have been young 4 years ago when they came in the league, but y'all set them out for 4 years, and you know, yeah, anyway.
But like we talked about, you got all these picks, you got all these young players. At some point, you don't have the money, especially if they can contend to Boston. So what happens when Kyrie comes back and when, what's the right guy that hurt his leg?
Gordon Hayward.
Well, when Hayward comes back, somebody got to sit down. Is that going to stunt your growth? Are you going to pout? Are you going to try to, like, distribute the time playing time equally and try to do what Toronto did and have a deep bench? Like, what?
Now, what's going to happen is Danny Ainge is going to trade 2 of them young pieces to San Antonio for Kawhi Leonard, which is the other part of me talking about the draft lottery. That was, you know, just the possible trades that could come from it.
So he do that and get him up too young and then a pick because he got a bunch of picks. Mm-hmm. Now you got Hayward, Kawhi, Kyrie,
which is a very nice core, but you dip.
Can you afford them though? Kyrie about to need his $200 million.
Yeah.
He can't get the extra whatever million because if you get traded though, you get to keep that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get to keep the big contract. That's if he made the All-Star team. Don't he have to make the All-Star team because they got some stipulations on?
I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know. I know the stipulation.
Yeah, he got to make the All-Star team this next season because he didn't make it. Or be All-NBA or something. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I mean, I guess they're going to have more money because now what you got, the gambling thing came through?
Yeah, so that's going to be huge. They're
going to have more money to give when.
It's going to be some nice. I'm going to tell you who to look out for in the next couple of years. Are you solving logs? What's going on?
Yeah, I am. Oh. I am. Cause I'm freezing to death and I'm trying to cover up this vent. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, I'll tell you, if they can keep it together, which I don't know if it'll be possible in the NBA nowadays, but Phoenix with the number one pick,
who do you think I'm gonna take? The kid from Arizona or the one from Texas?
I was gonna say the one from Arizona. Mm-hmm. And if he pans out, you know, it's a bunch of ifs. But if he pans out.
And if this was Phil, mm-hmm. we all be drunk. Go ahead.
You put him with Devin Booker. I mean, that's mm-hmm. a nice little tandem if they both, you know, progress the way you expect them to.
Who are they, coach?
I don't even know if they have somebody right now because I don't know if
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I don't even know.
Because the coach matters. The team philosophy matters. Mm-hmm.
So So I think they're actually in the look. But let's see.
Well, yes. Hopefully a lot of people get better, because I'm tired of seeing Cleveland, and I'm tired of hearing about Golden State, too, and how they're unbeatable and how they're going to be a dynasty and whatever else.
Well, the Clippers quietly have the 12th and the 13th pick in the lottery.
Is this lottery pick, is this a big, deep lottery? I don't feel like there's that many good kids that I saw in the tournament, but that could just
be me.
They
act like it's pretty deep. And as far as I've been watching, I had not been watching it for very long, but I pop in and out of some of the combine things, and they act like this lottery is very, very deep. Interesting. I don't know.
I mean, I would be like, well, Boston got all their picks next year, right?
Yeah, I think that.
So next year is when Zion come out. We got the other kid, number two, from that's going to Duke. I feel like next year might be a better core coming out, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, that next year's class is going to be special. I think that. If Jerry West deems that this draft is not very as deep as they thought,
he gonna trade.
Yeah, I think he could get some silent trades for some big names with those two picks.
Yeah,
and that big time Brooklyn pick. I'm so glad that this draft is finally fixing to happen, so we don't have to hear about that Brooklyn Nets pick no more. The one that was traded from Boston to Cleveland.
Eight spot.
Eight pick. So, in all systems, everything falls into place the way they believe it will. It's they believe that Cleveland would use that pick on Oklahoma. What's the golly? What's his name?
Let me tell you, they're not getting that boy.
I just drew a blank on his name. Oh my god!
I know what you're talking about. They're not getting him. He too little. He was sporadic ain't the word I want. He was inconsistent.
Yeah, we talked about him during the tournament. Well, remember?
Yeah, they don't want him.
Well, yeah, that's, I don't know. The Bulls, my Bulls, 7th pick. I don't know what we're going to get there. We need a lot, so it really doesn't matter.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and we also have 22nd pick by the Pelicans for the Mirotić trade. Yes, so... your Lakers do have a pick in the 25th.
Yeah, hopefully we can find another Kuzma.
So we'll see how that goes.
I'll put some other Kuzma out there waiting for to be found.
Moving on from basketball. Robert Mueller.
Trae Young. I had to find his name because I was going to write him in there.
Trae Young, thank you, because it was hurting my head as well. But moving on from basketball, let's dive into this 1 year anniversary of the start of the Mueller investigation. Yeah, 1 year in, and as I was reading this article, and I sent you the link to it, it goes into how they really haven't. Obviously, they found that there was some there was some Russian involvement. That it's believed that Russia obviously was involved and had some warning Trump in the White House, basically. And, but the actual core Trump-Russia collusion has not truly been resolved as of yet. They have not. They showed that the bunch of Trump aides who did some shady things during and after the. Election, that whole process, but it does go into how Mueller has been very, very quiet, has not said much, has not said anything.
And that's why you just don't know.
Right, so.
You might come out with a darn bombshell and be like, oh my god, why didn't you tell us this a long time ago?
So the article does cover that as well. It talks about, he could just come out. I don't know what to make of this. It's just, because you go to one channel, you hear one thing. You go to another channel, you hear a complete opposite story. It's just, it's hard to know what to make until we hear from him. And I think that's what makes the Saturday Night Live skits that they do so hilarious because whenever Robert De Niro comes on there and plays Robert Mueller, he never says anything in any of the scenes. He just walks in and everybody stares. I don't know. I just I don't know what to make of this. I think
I don't have no thoughts. I just feel like when Watergate happened, not saying that this is that deep, but I'm sure the people that were sitting around waiting for that investigation and whatever news report was feeling like we do, like, what's going on with this? What's happening? And then all of a sudden they're like, oh my God. So I don't know if it's going to be to that extent, but just the wait, and it's just like, can this be over? Because we can move on and talk about something else.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to see if old President Trump actually does sit down and meet with Mueller. Which is big. That's the big if right now, because they were supposed to have a decision on that by May 17th, but now that's been pushed.
Trump, if you listen to our show, don't do it. You have a problem with the truth too much. You get on. You don't need to be dealing with no perjury charge. Just don't do it.
Well. Yeah, so basically there's a wait and see there on that story. But moving on to more heart-fulfilling things coming out in the atmosphere.
Well, can I talk about one thing very quick? This ain't right in China. This just funny.
Go for
it. I don't want to work here no more.
Yes, if you have not seen the viral video of the young man who quit his job at the fast food restaurant, and it was a chicken place because he talked in his song about the chicken. He talked at one point about them picking up the chicken off the floor.
Yes. I was like, that's double bad.
That was hilarious.
So I just saw that on my email, and I was like, that was hilarious. Need a good laugh sometimes.
But I'm so glad that you said, talked about that boy singing, because as you know, I have always had a love for Whitney Houston. Always loved her music, always been one of my favorite singers.
I was about to burst in, I will always love you, but go ahead, I'm not going to do it.
Don't, because YouTube will not let it air. If
I sing it, it's okay if I cover it.
So, Whitney, the movie, the documentary coming out in July. Can't wait. Excited about it.
Who doing this documentary?
It's Kevin MacDonald.
Did everybody get the okay? So nobody be like, we ain't okay this. I don't like this.
If you go to the website, Pat Houston is an executive producer. So looks like the Houston family is in on it.
Okay.
It's gonna be different. I hope they don't focus a whole lot of this documentary on this one piece, but
I hope it's on her whole life and not just the end when it was bad.
Yeah, but it sounds like they are going to delve into early years where she and her brother allegedly were sexually abused by their cousin, D.D. Warwick, who is the sister of Dionne Warwick.
Right.
So, yeah, apparently her brother drops that bombshell in the film. So that'll be something interesting to look out for. But I'm just excited for it because Whitney is just Whitney to me, and I always enjoy anything. I hate that her life ended the way it did, and just the way it kind of spiraled down with everything that everybody already knows that happened with her. Just interested to see that. But speaking of things that I'm interested in.
Oh, we're going to talk about Michael Jordan.
Yes, we do. Yes. Okay. Because the 30 for 30 that I have been waiting on is coming.
Why has it got to be so many of them?
Listen, y'all thought that O.J. Simpson 30 for 30 was crazy with the five different parts. Y'all thought that was crazy.
Why has it got to be so many of them?
Wait a minute. they are going to feature Michael Jordan, basically his last title run in 97-98. They have over 500 hours of footage that's been unseen. This is signed off by Michael. He actually participates in the film. And it's Netflix, ESPN doing it. It's going to be a 10-part documentary.
That's ridiculous.
10 parts. Oh, and you know, if it was anybody else, I would just make so much fun. But since it's Michael, I'll be there for all 10 parts. And you know I will.
I think I'm ready to do it.
I will be there for it all. But, yeah, coming in 2019, I'm so excited. It's going to be called The Last Dance, which that's poetic because it should have been. That's the only thing I'm going to say about my boy. Should have been. She should have left it where it was, right there in Utah, when he hit that shot on Brian Russell.
Push that boy out the way.
He ain't push nobody. He pushed nobody. He ain't going to talk about Michael like that. He ain't push nobody.
Let me push that boy in the back and push him out the way. And then nobody called none. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know what you were referring to.
Brian Russell. Listen, Brian Russell is going to guard. We got amnesia. I know. And can I, that push out the way just made me think of, what's the tall guy on the Warriors that tore his leg up and we was all concerned? I think he went to LSU. He was a real tall point guard. Light skin, afro.
Oh, no. Yeah, he didn't. I don't think it was LSU.
Somewhere.
I know you're talking about Sean Livingston.
Yeah. Lord, he crossed hard enough. It was an in and out crossover with one the same hand, then went behind the back. I was like, Lord, why you do him like that? Y'all look that up, because that's just, I feel bad. But go ahead.
Yeah, no. I'm trying. Now you done got me interested, because I swear I was supposed to know where this boy came. That's right. He came out of high school. He was part of that last, he was part of one of those last years that they did the high school.
Okay, well, that's coming back, people. Just, you heard it here first.
Well, I thought that was right. He came out of high school to Philadelphia.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's coming back.
So, yeah, that's all I have for today.
Well, I was wrong, people. Actually, June 15th is the Incredibles. The 30th is Uncle Drew's little movie.
Yes.
And have we heard anything about Deadpool?
I've heard some very, very good reviews. But not.
So it's not as good as the first one?
No, I've heard good things, but it's just the excitement level seems to be as such that I'm not going to go to the theater and watch it.
Okay.
But I've heard good things. I mean, I think more along the lines of the post-credit scenes. It sets some things up that I think that's what's got everybody all excited. So that leads me to believe that the movie is the B part, and the A part comes at the end. But one of the funny things I will share, I don't want to share the other part. You can look it up if you want to, people. But the one funny part, I think it's like mid-credit scene. Deadpool supposedly flashes to a point where Ryan Reynolds, who plays Deadpool, is looking and he sees the script for Green Lantern. And Deadpool comes in and obliterates Ryan Reynolds and looks at the camera and says, "You're welcome, Canada."
That's hilarious. He was off in Green Lantern.
Oh, gosh.
That was dope. He was over, the movie was over, it was all a bunch of badness in the same space.
So, yeah. But,
what other movie we got this summer, since it's our last show?
Yes, the season finale, people. But we'll be back come college football season. But,
yes. Yeah. We're looking forward to see what my Duke Gators looked like. And the Rebels, because I thought, they should be better.
Yeah, I think
now that they got some stability.
Right, now you know it's Matt Luke. You've had him for a year. Recruiting has been somewhat stabilized. You're almost completely done with this foolishness from the NCAA that good early centers around, the majority of it centers around a kid sleeping on a coach's couch. But
that ain't so.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's I think it's going to be a better year for him. I'm hoping that even though right now we still have the bowl ban, it's not been lifted. It's still and we're still fighting for that.
But so it is the self ban, not what the NCAA put one on there too.
So it still has not been truly lifted. Even though we're still appealing, I don't foresee that being lifted. But I would like to see the team get bowl eligible, just so we can say, hey, we were bowl eligible. That would be a successful season for me. But your Gators, Dan's he's a slick guy.
Yeah, I think I don't expect a great deal. I just think Licks will be better just from playing with some urgency. Because they just were acting like they were Alabama or something in all their games. And then it was like, oh, we'll just get better when we lose. And nobody seemed to be on the sideline with a towel over their head, upset and crying or mad that you lost. It's just like, oh, we'll get, well, I need you to play with a sense of urgency. But, hopefully it's a good season. But we're gonna read a couple of more books this year. I just finished the Patterson book. Got a couple of more to read. And everybody have a safe summer. Keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, and you pray, never know. Keep your eyes up, because you know there could be a week in there somewhere where we just pop up and give you a whole episode of chanting and ranting. Something bound to happen where we just pop up on you.
Like when this summer, around June 30th again. That's usually when the draft. It's usually around that time. Mm-hmm. That might be the time we might need to pop up.
Yes, indeed. I can't wait for June 30th because that's somebody's birthday. And
it is.
And I already have that somebody's gifts ready to see him. Found it this weekend.
Oh, and, I'm so late.
Yeah.
The draft is June 21st. Oh. That's what this say. And I'm moving it up.
Well, good.
Official site of the 2018 NBA draft to be held on June 21st, featuring the draft news. Da da da. Well, okay.
And these people right now are listening, thinking, "Will they just end this show? Just end it."
Yeah, we can just cut that in
mind. That's how it is. I am your co-host Brian McKay, and I am with
T. Keep Hope Alive, Davis.
And this has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.